And this is Weekend Edition on WFAE. I'm Nick Delacanal. On this Mother's Day, let's take a trip down to the Catawba Indian Reservation near Rock Hill, South Carolina. Mothers in the Catawba Indian tribe have been passing down a special technique of pottery making for over 4,000 years. The tradition almost died out 100 years ago when the tribe's population fell to just over 100 people. But over the last century, the Catawba tribe has reestablished itself on the South Carolina reservation, and that's led to a revival of the tribe's unique pottery making tradition.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
This is a woman named Caroline Sanders. She's one of about a dozen master potters practicing the ancient art in present day.
The path's up here, isn't it?
We meet on the South Carolina reservation, where the ground is soaked from a rainstorm earlier in the morning. Caroline is wearing white sneakers, I'm in brown dress shoes, but she insists we hike down a muddy path through the forest where she leads me to an open clearing.
Look at that river.
There, before us, rushes the Catawba River, all muddy and bloated from the rain. This, Caroline says, is where all Catawba pottery has originated for thousands of years. Every piece, whether it's a pipe or a bowl or a wedding pitcher, is made from clay harvested from the banks of this river. The Catawbas have been digging clay from one specific spot, what's called a clay hole, for the past 600 years. The exact spot is a tribe secret, but Caroline says it's nearby.
You'd have to take a canoe or a boat and go down, continue on down the river quite a distance.
Once Caroline collects her clay, she'll haul it a few miles up the road to her small house on the reservation. And it's here, in her home, that she'll start to work the clay to a malleable consistency, and then coil it into the shape of a pot. Unlike the European technique, Catawbas don't use a pottery wheel. They form all their pottery by hand through a method called coiling. Caroline learned the technique as a kid, watching her mother bent over the kitchen table with a small can full of pottery tools beside her. Whenever her mother finished a piece, Caroline and her siblings would sell it out by the road.
I remember sitting at a little table with her pieces out there, and people would stop and look and buy it. It sold for maybe 25 cents each. When she wasn't selling, she was trading it for milk for us, for food, or trading it for clothes for us.
Now, Caroline is in her early 70s, and she works much the same way her mother did. She sits at a small folding table in her tiny kitchen, coiling the clay into tall pitchers, then scraping the sides smooth with a stone or a shell.
And this I remember my mother doing when I began to make pottery. It felt natural when I started doing it, even though I had not done it. It belonged in my hands, I can tell you. And I'm sorry it took me so long to realize that.
She says she didn't start making pottery seriously until she was in her 50s. And it was around that time that her mother became bedridden and her failing health prevented her from making more pottery. Caroline tended to her mother in those final years until October of 1996, when Caroline's mother, Verdie Harris Sanders, died. But not before she passed on her small tin can full of pottery tools to Caroline.
It had all of her little tools in that can, and she wanted me to have those. She knew what it meant.
Today, Caroline will break out her mother's old burnishing stone to work on pieces that are special, so her mother can live on in the clay. And Caroline likes to think that with every piece she crafts, she gives life to the potters who came before her.
It's who we are, the Catawba people. When I make a piece, I think about my ancestors who made it, and it's been passed along 4,000 years. I'm a link in time. I'm so grateful that however I got here or whatever brought me to this point, I think I'm supposed to do what I'm doing.
That's Caroline Sanders, a master potter working on the Catawba Indian Reservation in South Carolina. Many of her pieces are on display at the Native American Studies Center at the University of South Carolina, Lancaster, and at the North Carolina Pottery Center in Sea Grove.